Puja-puji tanpa kata, mata kita yang bicara, selalu nyaman bersama, janji takkan kemana-mana.
Here is Voice of Indonesia with the news. Indonesia expressed its readiness and commitment to forging strategic partnerships with member states of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, or OIC, to build a robust artificial intelligence, or AI, ecosystem. During the second ministerial meeting of the OIC 15 Dialogue Platform in Tehran, Iran on Monday, the Higher Education, Science and Technology Minister Brian Yudhiyarto remarked that Indonesia stands ready to become a strategic partner in developing an innovative and sustainable AI ecosystem. The minister told delegates from OIC member states that AI can be utilized to help address challenges related to population growth and climate change, both of which are vital for ensuring food security. Indonesia will screen 4 films at this year's Venice International Film Festival, taking place from August 27th to September the 6th in Italy. The 4 Indonesian films includes Sleep No More, directed by Edwin Panku, Levitating, directed by Cannes Film Festival award-winning filmmaker Rekas Batu Ninja, and The Fox King, a collaborative work between Indonesian producer Yulia Evinabara and Malaysian producer Edmund Yeo. The Minister of Culture of Indonesia said Indonesia is ready to participate in international film festivals, including the Venice Film Festivals, which is the oldest such festival in the world. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. So basically, good afternoon from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is the Voice of Indonesia with the 8-piece program. And right now, I'm Steve Viz on the mic and will bring you lots of updates related to Indonesia. And you can listen to this broadcast on vols.id and the application RRI Digital. Especially if you're listening through the RRI Digital mobile app, you can also give some comments, questions, and maybe some requests about information related to our country. So make sure to stand by on your application at RRI Digital. And I'd like to give you more songs from Indonesia. And I think I'd like to start with the apparent conditions of a lot of Indonesians, especially when we're actually is moving from the rainy to the dry season. But it seems that during this transition period, a lot of people are getting common cold, or in Indonesia, we call it masuk angin. So here you go, Adam Dala with Masuk Angin.
Setiap kali diajak pergi keluar malam, pulangnya pagi. Bukan tak mau bersosialisasi, ku hanya takut tak mampu lagi. Thank you. congkak sering menolak. Ku hanya sadar hampir senja usia. Setiap kali diajak pergi keluar malam, pulangnya pagi. Bukan tak mau bersosialisasi, ku hanya takut tak mampu lagi.
Indonesia, a tapestry of diverse cultures, woven together with threads of mutual respect and understanding. As you immerse yourself in our rich traditions and vibrant lifestyles, we invite you to embrace the spirit of respect that binds us all. So let's honor each other's customs and beliefs. Forge connections built on acceptance and admiration, and foster a way of life where every individual is valued.
Bersamamu kita akan taklukkan dunia. Arungi samudra penuh rintangan. Bersamamu kita akan jalani semua. Jangan takut untuk melangkah bersamaku. Bersamamu ku akan dicintai. Cintaku bersamaku, kamu tak akan sendu. Yakinkan kamu, aku yang terbaik untukmu. Du-du-du-du-du. Bersamamu kita akan jelajahi semesta. Bertualang dengan cerita kita. Bersamamu kita akan berbagi semua, segala baik dan buruk diriku. Ku tahu kau ragu, biar ku beritahu. namamu bersamamu ku akan dicintai dengan tulus tanpa ragu ku akan memberikan cintaku bersamaku kamu tak akan sendu yakinkan kamu aku yang terbaik cintaku bersamaku kamu tak akan sendu yakinkan kamu aku yang terbaik untukmu oh, bersamamu
akan dicintaku
tanpa ragu
akan memberikan cintaku
bersamaku kamu sendu yakinkan kamu aku yang terbaik untukmu yang terbaik untukmu
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back to Music Corner. Today I'll play you a song called Hujan Gerimis or Drizzle by Orkes Keroncong by Tuan Gembira. This song was originally sung by the iconic Jakarta-born singer Benyamin Sueb and was released in the early 1970s under Gema Nada Pertiwi record label. Written by Benyamin Sueb and later performed along with Ida Royani, Hujan Gerimis has been available on digital platforms since March 26, 2019. By combining simple and humorous lyrics, the song explores themes of love and matchmaking. It encourages listeners not to dwell on sadness, but to find a new love if their partner leaves. Well, listener, here is the version of Hujan Gerimis by Orkes Keroncong and Tuan Gembira. Happy listening.
Mau dikawini
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, here is quotes of the day. There is no wrath more influential than a good role model. A quote from Jud Nyadin. Listener, Jud Nyadin is a national hero of Indonesia. Her spirit for independence never flickered, even in the front of the enemy, and even when she was sick. Jud Nyadin always upheld her principles and her belief in Islam. And listener, that's quotes of the day.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's sound. If you happen to be in Indonesia and maybe around Jakarta, you can see a lot of official institutions of Indonesia, including our radio. We are doing a ceremony in the early morning. Is it early morning? No, it's in the morning, like at 7 o'clock a.m. We are celebrating the National Awakening Day, a moment to reflect the beginning of Indonesian struggle for independence and also development. And recently, Indonesia too, or we should say Indonesia in this year have the latest logo for the National Awakening Day. It's like the number 117th, and then there is the writing Bangkit Bersama, or awaken jointly, wujudkan Indonesia kuat, or realize a strong Indonesia. So what does that mean? We quote from rri.co.id that is quoting a circular from the Ministry of Communication and Digital that says that the number 117, it marked the 117th celebration, commemoration of the National Awakening Day. And it also take a look back into the founding of Budi Utomo, the first organization for Indonesian independence, back in 1908. And it seems that the number 117 is representing affirmation and strength. And then the number 11 from the 117 itself, it looks like a pole, and some also says that it is a pillar representing a strong national foundation. And then there's also a red ball representing the spirit and energy for the struggle, and it also become the turning point for change in our country. And apparently the red ball itself is included in the number 7. So imagine if 7 have a flat line on the top, below that, before the slash itself, there is the round, how do you call it, round red ball. And then there's also the flat line, or we should say a horizontal blue line on number 7, that is representing moving forward, or the direction or going forward and advancement in Indonesia, including a foresight. Should I say foresight? But apparently it's like looking beyond the present or looking into the future. And then still on number 7, the slash or even the arch below the horizontal line and also the red ball, it represented a flexible but firm awakening movement, while representing as well the spirit of togetherness and working together amongst Indonesians. So listener, there are the meanings of logo for this year's National Awakening Day. And if you wanting to ask us what are the other aspects of the National Awakening Day, you can just write it on our application RRI Digital. But in the meantime, here is Tulus with Interaksi.
Kalau kau tahu datang hari ini, hari di mana ku melihat dia, yang tak ku bidik, yang tak ku cari, duga benih patah hati lagi. Tahu begini,
jika bisa memilih tak bertemumu pasti
itu yang ku pilih.
Jika bisa ku hindari garis interaksi
itu yang ku pilih. Ingin bawanya ke tempat-tempat indah, tipikal klise ingin tahu pikirnya. Entah ini ingin, entah ini sayang, si hati rapuh tentang wahana. Oh lagi-lagi,
aku yang tak berkendali di oasis sendu,
itu yang ku pilih.
Aku yang tak kuasa mengendali hati,
tak sama ku pilih. Alam dan seluruh energinya, apa dalam ciptanya adaku. Bila bukan untuk aku, hindariku dari hati-hati itu.
Jika dia memang bisa untukku sini, dekat dan dekatlah. Dan jika dia memang bukan untukku, tolong
listeners, thank you very much for listening to The Voice of Indonesia through RRI Digital mobile app. You can also enjoy directly the programs of all RRI stations across Indonesia, your favorite playlist, inspirational podcast, and the latest video news. You can immediately interact with us by using like, comment, share, and live chat. RRI Digital, a solution for entertainment and information in your hands. Download now on Google Play and Apple App Store.
Kesan mata suratan hatimu nan merindu, rindu bayangan nan meliputi parasari wajahmu. Mengapa mendusta seribu kata? Mengapa membisu seribu bahasa? Dapatkah kumbang mencapai rembulan? Rindu katakan rindu, usah kau malu karena asmara. Risau engkau deh, risau aku pun maklum maksud tak sampai. Rindu hatimu, aku pun demikian. Rindu sudah nasib untuk di badan. Mengapa
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Not only our broadcast, but literally every aspect of Indonesia, we also would like to share it with the world, like in alleviating or mitigating, and also helping in disaster or humanitarian aid for Vanuatu in Myanmar. And for the successful operation for humanity emergency operation in Vanuatu in Myanmar, according to the Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Culture, Pratikno, it seems that the success of Indonesian delegation showed that Indonesia is able to be part of the global humanitarian power. And this statement was made today in the event or the completion of the delegation team for Vanuatu and Myanmar disaster emergency humanitarian mission. And earlier, listener, if you didn't know about it, Indonesia sent some support or aid in the form of medical personnel and search and rescue, as well as logistics and also medical needs for the victims of nature by disaster in Vanuatu and Myanmar. So Indonesia go there in a group called INASAR, or Indonesian Search and Rescue, that contain a lot of elements from Indonesian people. And according to the minister, it is a very noble humanitarian mission in which they don't only need a technical skill, but also a very good conscience. Right after this song, listener, you'll be listening to a music from Bali that you might have listened all across Bali, and it's called Rindu Bali. Stay tuned on Edit Voice of His Voice of Indonesia.
Dina tetap unggal juru ayah carita nu nyentuh kabu kagak. wayah mawa tenang. Ku endah na, ku asih na, nuwi tetep matri dina ati, matak betah tumanina.
Has more than 17,000 islands. Every region in Indonesia has tradition, culture, and the beauty of nature, which is incomparable. Bali is one of the islands in Indonesia which is very popular in the world. Because its popularity, until now there are people who think that Bali is not part of Indonesia. Bali itself is an island belonging to a group of beautifully lined islands in the territory of Republic of Indonesia. And talking about Bali, firstly in your mind is the beauty of the beach and tradition of its people. Bali does not only have the beauty of nature and tradition, it was so popular for its dances, which move suitably with the rhythm. Gamelan Bali is the music to accompany those dances. There is one Balinese traditional musical instrument, however, there is one Balinese traditional musical instrument which is not quite known by many people. The name is rindik. According to the history, rindik was created due to Ponorogo people in East Java moving to Bali. At the beginning, when Wangkear or known Ponorogo side did rebellion against Majapahit Kingdom, most of Ponorogo people moved to Bali. Ponorogo people also brought their traditional instrument, namely Angklung Reyog. Angklung Reyog is the weapon of Majapahit Kingdom, which functions as instrument of the kingdom. When the Mak attacked, the Angklung and Gamelan from Ponorogo were brought to Bali. On the way to Bali, those instruments were damaged. Arriving in Bali, Majapahit people were difficult to string the gamelan up, including Angklung. Although Angklung in Bali is not similar like the one as usual, for example, in West Java. This instrument still produces sound by being beaten like gamelan, which is made from metal. Angklung in Bali has changed its name to be Rindik, which is from Javanese ancient language meaning neatly arranged with little gaps. And listener, before we talk more about the instrument, how about we listen to the Rindik and the flute rhythm by Trio Buana.
Thank you.
listener, rindik is made from the pieces of bamboo, which are arranged according to its size and its tone. Bamboo, which is used to make rindik, is the selected one. So, it is not easy to be broken and will produce a very good sound. This instrument is played by beating and using percussion tool made of rubber with different sizes to produce a melodious harmonization of sound. To make it, the bamboo is cut and arranged according to the sizes. The number of pieces of bamboo usually consists of 11 up to 13 pieces. Every piece of bamboo has different size and tone. The larger the size of the bamboo is, the lower the pitch will be. The smaller the bamboo, of course, the higher the tone is produced. The bamboos are arranged in places which is made from bamboo. Those bamboos are arranged beginning from the lowest tone on the left corner to the highest on the right. The tone which is produced by rindik is pentatonic, meaning it has five main tones. The big percussion tool is usually used on the left hand and the small one is on the right hand. This is because the leftmost tone is lower, so when it's played, there will be a balance of the tone. Rindik needs a special skill and feeling. In playing rindik, there is also a technique of beating, namely ngundil, which is held by the left hand of companion player or called sangsi. In the performance of bumbung dance, this technique is called jegog. In Bali itself, and rindik is usually performed to accompany the bumbung dance. Besides that, rindik is also performed to accompany many other events such as wedding ceremony. The special rhythm of rindik makes the nuance of the event becoming more romantic. In the development era, rindik becomes an instrument which is more flexible and has many functions. And listener, that was a glimpse about a traditional instrument coming from Bali, and it is called rindik. Thank you very much for listening and sampai jumpa.
Thank you. your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smiles, kindness and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand and dance with me. A nation with a soul, symphony of sights and sounds, across the beautiful nature. Go through the colors of paradise. Oh, what a wonderful place. I feel loved, I feel wonderful, wonderful Indonesia.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
listener going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi. Is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub-District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangsong. Besides wudong yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. Geseng Bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, Geseng Bangsong can be found at Wit-Witan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste Geseng Bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snake, such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Fridella. Thank you for listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
Apa arti di balik cerita? Hati ini terasa berbunga-bunga, membuat seakan aku melayang terbuai asmara. Oh. Adakah satu arti di balik tatapan? Tunjukkan dengan tulus cintanya.